Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Over the past few weeks, towns and cities around the country are beginning to establish pedestrianised areas in a bid to assist with social distancing when eating outside. Dublin City Council has just given the go-ahead to trial a pedestrianised area in the city. The Green Party councillor Michael Pidgeon joins me now and he can tell us more about this. Michael Pidgeon, tell us about the streets involved, timings, days and so on.
Thanks for having me on, Mary. They're looking at the moment at five streets to trial over four weekends. So it would start on the 25th of July, which is a Saturday towards the end of the month, and between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. There's five streets that would be pedestrianised. The biggest two of those, they're all in kind of the Grafton Street area. The biggest two would be South William Street and South Ann Street, which is already partially pedestrianised. But there's also Duke Street, Drury Street and Dame Court.
Okay, and they'd be
and what
areas.
What it would mean is basically that they'd be closed to all vehicular traffic.
Okay, they're areas where you would have a lot of, I suppose, cafes and restaurants and bars.
Exactly right. And I think in some ways Dublin's taken a bit of a lesson from what we've seen in Cork there on Prince's Street, where there's cafes that are reopening and restaurants that are reopening, but they need a bit more space to do so because they mightn't be able to host a full number of people inside. So while the weather's good, they may as well put out some tables and chairs and make use of the street. And I think it'll just be a much nicer sort of environment.
Weather permitting, though, it's until 7 o'clock in the evening, you say, on Saturdays. And will it Friday, Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday and Sunday?
For now, it's just Saturday and Sunday.
I think from 11 a.m.
criticism of the approach the council's taking, it's a bit cautious.
Okay, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. But at 7 o'clock, if you're sitting outside a restaurant in any of the streets you mention, you have to pick up your plate of pasta or your burger and chips and head back inside.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why, to be honest, I want this trial to succeed and why we'd like to see that that this would be rolled out permanently. So it wouldn't be something that's just time limited. It would basically be a pedestrianised street the whole time with slots for deliveries to come in, much in the way that Grafton
Street
currently operates.
Well, I can understand the slots for deliveries in the morning, but cutting off at 7 o'clock in the evening, are they worried about public order?
I think primarily it's because these are temporary changes that they have to man the barriers to make sure that people kind of know where they're going. There's a few car parks in the area and they're all being accommodated in this plan, but to allow them to kind of enter and exit, I think they're going to have manned barriers, and that's part of the issue there.
And
I would love to see it run a bit longer. That might be a lesson they could take after the first week if it turns out to be the case, but ultimately it is a trial and it's something that hopefully will bear fruit and be successful.
Okay, will it work, I wonder? Do businesses have to apply for permits for the streets?
Yeah, so at the moment, if you're a business and you want to use any part of the public footpath for, you know, chairs or stools or anything like that, you have to apply to the council and they'll evaluate it on the basis that it's not going to be an obstacle for people with visual impairment or people who have wheelchairs or need to get by.
And that'll
normally
be very
you have
important,
to pay the council to rent.
Yeah, that'll be very important
absolutely.
For anybody with a disability
you can't.
Or with, as you say, sight impairment, that their smooth progress down these streets isn't impeded.
Exactly. And that's one of the benefits of pedestrianisation is that you open up so much more of the street to allow space for absolutely everyone. And that's also why the council aren't just doing a free-for-all. They are requiring you to apply for a permit. My understanding is they're not going to be charging any businesses during these trials for it. So it'll be done in a managed and structured way so that the street is available for everyone. Because that's the whole point of pedestrianisation. It's about opening up the street, not closing it down.
And is it being welcomed generally by businesses or are there some objections?
Well, the good news is the only objections I've seen so far are people actually saying it should go for longer or it should just be brought in or the trial should run for weeks, not just the weekend. So, you know, from a Green Party point of view, if the only objection to pedestrianisation is that there should be more of it, I'm happy. But there is fairly strong support from businesses on the street. And I know the group Dublin Town, who represent a lot of inner city businesses, did poll their members and about 70% of their members said they support it. It's also an objective of the city. Going back to 2014, I think Councillor Claire Byrne, who's a colleague of mine in the South East Inner City, she's been pushing for this for years. So it's long overdue and it's hopefully something that I think nearly everyone agrees on.
And you also have a Green Party Lord Mayor in Dublin now. What about cyclists, though? I know we've seen some new provision for cyclists in parts of the city. Anything further here?
not in this immediate scheme, but I think it's important that we don't repeat the mistakes of somewhere like Nassau Street, which was a bit of a block for cyclists. If you were cycling in the city, it was a one-way street and you couldn't get down it. So I think if and I think it will be a success, if the trial is a success, I think we'll look to include cycling in some way, whether that's on South William Street or whether that would be on Drury Street. That's a design question. But I think the key direction of travel is clear, that it's towards cycling, walking, and kind of a calmer, safer, nicer
sort of
city.
So important that this is a success then. Who these barriers that you mentioned then, who's going to man them? Will it be council staff? Who's going to police the streets to make sure that it's working?
Well, that's my understanding, yeah, is that the council is in charge of this, and the council are going to be manning some of the ones near car park exits. There were actually activists and groups, I was one of them, who unofficially pedestrianised South William Street about a year ago, and it worked reasonably well. I think with a bit of direction, most people understand what's going on. You know, the most difficult change for anyone is when they're coming out of the Brown Thomas car park, they have to turn right instead of turning left. And I don't think it's beyond anyone to do that. So I think it should be fine.
So it starts on the 25th of July. It's for four consecutive weekends. You would hope that this will stay, it'll extend. And are there other areas of the city, like the Henry Street end of the city, where you'd like to see similar changes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the City Council recently voted to pedestrianise Liffey Street, which is... Mm. As you're coming off the Halfpenny Bridge on the north side, it's that section there. I think we could do with pedestrianising more of Mary Street, for example. So there's definitely other parts of the city that could really do with it. But again, it's part of a wider project that isn't just pedestrianisation. It's also about just reallocating space and giving a bit more space to people to walk, enjoy the city, and to use sustainable modes of transport to get around it.
All right. Green Party Councillor Michael Pidgeon, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that information about the pedestrianisation kicking off, as Councillor Pidgeon was saying, on the 25th of July.